Happy Monday, friends. Last week, I talked about a gift we can give our children and other people under our influence, and that is the gift of helping them respect their authority. This week, I'd like to continue on with that same thought and mainly talking about our kids, but talking really about anyone that we influence. You know, we're an influence on our siblings, even on our parents. We're an influence on our friends. This is a gift I want to give people around me. I want to give them a gift of being able to like more people. Sometimes I hear negative things about a person, and so do you, and it isn't even our fault. We just happen to hear someone say something negative. One thing I really wish is that we could rewind and not hear, unhear some things, because they just stick. They stick in our minds. I remember years ago, I was teaching high school and a substitute teacher came in. I barely knew this person. She did not work at the school, but she had a bad morning, I think, at home. We sat down for lunch together, and in front of an entire table full of fellow teachers, she started talking about her husband. And I remember her saying this phrase, "That man is the most stubborn man in the whole world." Wow, that's quite a statement. I did not know her husband. I had seen him, but I had never actually met him. I have no idea of knowing how stubborn he was, and I really didn't want to know. But here's the unfortunate thing. Every time I saw that man from that point on, my very first thought was, there's the most stubborn man in the world. Now, I tried to overcome that with thoughts of, you know, oh, that can't be true. They probably just had a bad day. But that negative comment about someone I didn't know stuck in my mind. You know, we can actually do the opposite. We can help people like someone whom they've heard negative things about. If your kids come home and they're talking bad about a student or a teacher or another friend, I understand that there are appropriate times that your kids need to be able to vent to you about things that happen, and they should be able to say anything. But so many times our kids parrot things that they hear. They don't even really know. Maybe a teacher has a reputation, so they just parrot negative things they hear. You know what would be a gift? Is if you take a negative situation and you cast a positive light on it. My husband is an optimist, and more times than I can count, he has said a positive comment about someone, and that positive comment has stuck in my mind. So when I think about that person, I actually think good thoughts. I am naturally have a negative bent, so I have to overcome that purposefully. And I try to say positive things. We try to have a don't talk bad about people rule in our house. That we're not perfect at that. But it's a gift. Ladies, it's a gift. If you say positive, upbeat things about others and help people like each other. Or help people at least have compassion. Or think about, why would that person maybe not be so nice? Could there be something they're going through? Help your kids think through negative things they hear about others, and maybe there are always reasons. Hurt people hurt people. But be a person that allows people to like someone instead of planting that one negative thought in someone's mind about people. This could even be about how we talk about political leaders, church leaders. This can be how we talk about the lady at the grocery store or a neighbor. I am definitely not talking about whitewashing everything, being unrealistic, never bringing important negative news to mind. Definitely not that. We definitely need to deal with real negative issues in life. I'm talking about, oh, your five-year-old says, why is that old man neighbor always so grumpy? Well, mom, you have an opportunity there to help your son or daughter like the neighbor. You could say, you know, doesn't our neighbor have such a beautiful lawn? I just admire how our neighbor keeps their car so clean. Insert a positive comment and allow others to like people by the positive things that you say about them. That is a gift. We are giving the gift of liking others. And that's a great thing. It's a pretty secure world when the people in your life, you have the freedom to like them. They haven't been thrown under the bus and demonized, and they haven't been talked bad about at every family dinner. But a family is happy who generally likes people. They like the people in their world. And mom, you have that opportunity to make that happen in your home. Wife, employee, neighbor, friend, we have that opportunity to paint the world in a little prettier picture for those around us. It's a gift. It's a gift we give them. This week, let's walk in love. We love God by loving others. Have a great week, friends.